Mike, let's go to your case.
This is a 55-year-old businessman who is very well read on the subject. He comes in with a PSA of 8, but he had a palpable nodule in the right side of his prostate. He was worked up, and ultimately this led to a biopsy which revealed Gleason 9 in about 5 of 12 cores, comprising in each of the biopsy cores about 40 to 70% of the specimen of each of those cores. He had a bone scan, which was negative. He had an endorectal coil MRI, which demonstrated T3 disease, specifically disease invading into his seminal vesicles. And he comes in, he knows all of his options. He says, I've already seen the urologist. I don't want any risk of incontinence. And in fact, because of a family history and some problem that really sticks into his head about a poor surgical outcome of a uncle of his, he says, I don't want any surgery. I know I'm a young guy, and I'm looking into a radiation-based approach. But he said,
did
I'm going to make...
How many rads you wanted?
He came in with a diagram of the treatment fields. He already had it planned.
He was ready to help us, assist us with the computer planning, which was great. And he said that, I've looked at all of the literature, I've been on the internet, and I'm very concerned about the quality of life issues for hormonal therapy. So I'm not interested in hormonal therapy. Ooh. And wondering if there are any other local options for me that's non-surgical without any androgen deprivation.
Wow. Tom, how would you respond to this situation?
I got news for him. He's going to be on androgens at some stage, and the chances are that he will eventually have some continence difficulties no matter what he does. I think he is misguided insofar as he thinks that we're capable of achieving those results without multimodality therapy. I always wonder, do the number of cores count if it's at least a 9? I'm not sure they do. I think that's more a function of the biopsy's guidance rather than anything else. If you got Gleason 9 and that, he's in a bad way.
Quick comment from Lynn.
I think that this is a patient that is trying to determine his own treatment and is not following the current standardized protocols that are going to give him the optimum care. And I rarely refuse to care for a patient. But, you know, this is a guy where you almost might say, look, you know, you're going to design a treatment program here that's not consistent with any of our standard therapies, and I don't feel comfortable treating you. So I've rarely done that, but this might be a guy that, you know, I might say that to, because I don't know if you have a lot to offer him.
Mike, what did you actually do?
Well, actually, I didn't refuse to treat him, but I certainly mentioned how standard approaches based on available studies to use hormonal therapy. And I think he needs to understand what his standard options and hear it again, although he claims to be very well informed. And given the fact that he does not have metastatic disease and he did not want any kind of a surgical approach.
That we can see.
Correct, that we can see, but in general, we make our recommendations based on what we can see and not see.
Yeah.
And there was actually some bowel located right over his seminal vesicles or in close proximity to it, which would even make external beam alone a hard treatment to deliver a tumoricidal dose. We treated him with a combination of brachytherapy and IMRT, external beam radiation. He's out now for about 3 years with a PSA level of about 0.3 and doing well, but I agree he has still a high risk of failure and he's going to need to be followed carefully.
Is that done on a protocol or are you offering that as standard of care?
As a standard of care, combination therapy for locally advanced disease is being done, so it's not necessarily on a protocol. We have protocols emerging about using high-dose rate brachytherapy as monotherapy for some of these locally advanced patients. But somebody like this, yes, the hormonal therapy would be more standard to incorporate, but using brachytherapy combined with external beam, very reasonable option.
And I think people have to be very cautious. Dr. Zalewski is an artist of administering external beam and brachytherapy. I can personally tell you some of the most disastrous consultations we've seen have been people doing combination therapy and patients who don't have the skill of Dr. Zalewski of a larger center. I think this has to be approached in 2007 very cautiously.
Couldn't agree more. I think it is.
Absolutely,
selective.
Especially when there is more morbidity out there, in at least in the published literature, about combination therapies, and you have to be, and the patients have to be, cautious about receiving these therapies. But if it's done well, where you are respecting the normal tissues, it's a very effective way at delivering a high dose. But I agree with Lenny that you really, the radiotherapist, along with the physicist, and carefully mapped out planning, it's a must.
What happened with this man in terms of side effects from treatment?
Currently, the patient is doing well. Really, he does not have any incontinence. He has a little bit more nocturia than what he had before and remains on an alpha blocker, but he's doing well.
Rectal function?
Rectal function is normal, and he is sexually active.
During the treatment, when he actually had it, any problems in terms of urinary symptoms?
He had some increased urinary symptoms, a lot of frequency and urgency for the first couple of months after the treatment, but that gradually resolved.